The Super Bowl of the Hollywood Awards season is here this Sunday. It is Oscar time.
And we are joined now by our very own Oscar watcher, WTOP film critic and entertainment editor Jason Fraley. Okay, Jason, let's get this out of the way right off the top. Why are the Oscars starting so early Sunday night? How many people watching it really make it to the end?
Yeah, it's starting at 7 o'clock this year, and I think it's because there's ABC's running a special episode of Abbott Elementary afterwards. I love that show. So I think they're trying to, like, similar to the Super Bowl, like you mentioned, they're trying to get those lead-in eyeballs for the ratings, you know, because the Oscars were the top-rated non-NFL show last year. So, but hey, I'm not complaining. You know, I hope folks at least stick around for Ryan Gosling to sing I'm Just Ken. And we hope the show ends at 10. It'd probably be 10:30.
Hey, Jason, Oppenheimer leads the list of nominations for the Oscars, 13, including being one of the top 10 for Best Picture. It's won a Golden Globe, SAG, Critics' Choice, BAFTA Awards. Is this going to be the sweep for this movie in the Oscars?
Yeah, I think this is finally Christopher Nolan's year for both Best Picture and Best Director. I think there's so much goodwill built up for him over the years from both cinephiles, you know, who loved him for Memento and Interstellar and Dunkirk, all those risk-taking movies. And then, of course, mainstream audiences, superhero fans who loved him in The Dark Knight and, you know, and then like The Prestige and Inception. Like, so I think it's like a perfect storm. Not to mention, it's just one of the, I think, the best directed movie of the year. So I think it's the year. And ironically, The Dark Knight was the reason that it expanded to 10 Best Picture nominees when The Dark Knight got snubbed. So I think it's like a long time coming, and it's going to be one of those times sort of like when Spielberg finally got it, people rose to their feet, or when Scorsese was long overdue, finally got it for Departed. Like, I think a lot of people are going to stand and give Nolan a standing ovation, and the first blockbuster to win Best Picture in 20 years since Lord of the Rings. So it's a big deal.
Now, if we look at the best actor and actress categories, best supporting actor and actress categories, who's it looking like going to get the Golden Statue?
Yeah, best actor. People thought Paul Giamatti might have it, you know, 20 years after Sideways for the holdovers. But lately, I think Cillian Murphy's come on strong, and I deservedly so. You know, he had to carry that whole three-hour epic movie on his shoulders with, you know, lots of close-ups on his tormented eyes. Like, what have I done making the atomic bomb? Like, I think he deserves it. And then for best actress, Emma Stone sort of had early momentum for Poor Things, but that film was, like, so polarizing that I think enough voters will switch over to Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon. So I'm picking Lily Gladstone, a historic win as the first Native American to win Best Actress if she pulls that off. I think Divine Joy Randolph will win Supporting Actress for The Holdovers, and then Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer. Similar to what we said about Nolan, you know, Downey's riding that wave of all the Marvel fans rooting for him, so I think he'll win for Oppenheimer. As far as Barbie, I mean, it's looking like maybe just original song, costumes, maybe adapted screenplay for Gerwig, but even that could go to American Fiction. So I think Barbie will sort of underperform what people thought originally, and Oppenheimer will overperform or perform right on par with the greatness that it is. But I think it will be at least a movie that most people actually saw this year winning. Who would have thunken?
Jason, thank you so much as always. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
WTOP film critic and entertainment editor Jason Fraley. Jason's going to join us Monday afternoon to chat again about what happened on Sunday at the Oscars. He's going to be posting live during Oscars on Sunday night on X. His handle is @JFray, WTOP.